Woman's Shir, Lady Shir, Wednesday afternoon in Derech Hashem. It's the sixth Shir in Derech Hashem. Wednesday, Chaf Beis Elul, September 13th. And we're learning Derech Hashem, and we're in Chelech Aleph.
General Hashem's plan for the universe. He gets down to more nitty gritty how we are to live based on these introductions and he talks about them in the coming prophets. But as he said in Hakdama, in the introduction, he structures everything very carefully and very precisely, and he builds it up. And you see where everything's coming from. You don't start with the game plan, the general game plan, and then by the fourth parak, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll see he talks about specifically what people are, what people should do, how they struggle with their Bechira, and what it means. And he talks more specifically as he goes on in the Sefer. We're still in the very early stages. In the first parak, he talks about, in general, the nature of Hashem, so to speak, etc. And now he's talking in the second parak, the purpose of the Bria, and he says in the second paragraph, so his point is that in the first paragraph he introduced the idea that Hashem wants to bestow good upon something other than his own essence, wants to bestow good on others. So he created a world in which there would be things in which he could bestow good upon. But the good, being that Hashem is perfect, the good has to be a perfect good. A flawed good would not do. And therefore, Ge'ulam Gozer Chachmaso, Shalios HaTov Shalem, so that the good be as close to possible as being perfect, virtually as perfect as Hashem is perfect. You have to earn it. You have to be the master of the Tov, because it's not a free. Because the ultimate good will be, as we'll see, bonding with Hashem, being, and we, therefore, what we do in life is we want to be as much like Hashem as we can. Thus, we bond with him. It's like you want to be like someone, so you emulate them. That's why there's a mitzvah of Allah, the midrash, to emulate Hashem. But he's still talking in the conceptual, level, that he wants a person to be, to have tov, and to be virtually as tov as Hashem is, which would entail the person inherently being tov. Not that someone gave him a present. Like saying someone should be inherently rich is because he earned the riches, not because it was given to him. Then it's an outside force that artificially made him that way. But when he earns it, then it's inherent, because then it's coming with him. It's coming with his own, through his own efforts. So he created that, so to speak. That's what he is. He is rich. He made himself rich. That's inherently so. So, here also, to be tov is to make yourself tov. Pirish mi sheyikna tov ba'atzmo, v'lo mi sheyislaver lo ha'tov, not someone that's just accompanied by good, derech mikra. That would be happenstance, because it's not inherent. The tireh, and you should realize, shezeh nikra ketzas is namus, it's not just that Hashem wanted a person to be perfectly told, but in being perfectly told, or as perfectly told as is possible for a human being to be, he is already creating that he is like Hashem. So he's creating the bonding agent, so to speak, when he's being told. So it's not just a reward. But he's actually bonding with Hashem because he is like Hashem. B'shir she'efshar, al shleimuso yizbarach shmo. Kine hu yizbarach shmo. Hashem is inherently good, inherently perfect. Below the mikre, El Yitzhar Avigdus and Yono Bukhruch Bo Hashlemus, because of what he is. Because of what Hashem is, there are no Chisrainus there, there's only Shlemus. Bulam Zayyasha Shimotse Luzulaso, that's impossible to find exactly that point by someone else. That Sheyia Mituso Machrachas Lo Hashlemus, that his very essence would already be compelling to be good and perfect. Umaderis Menu Hachisronos and push away Chisronos. But we can do it a little, we can do it a bit. We can actually his babbles will ever mix us to be like Hashem, meaning to be inherently good. Somewhat, Sorashalafachos Yehu Akona Hashlemus. At least I should be the creator of my Shlemus, I should be the creator of my goodness, which of course comes down to Bechira. When I make a choice, and I choose to be spiritual, I choose to be good, I choose to be Shalem, I choose to be like Hashem, I choose to do His mitzvahs, I choose to do His will, so I am defining who I am, I'm defining what I am and who I am, and thus I am itself, I'm right now creating my similarity to Hashem, and thus bonding with Him right now. I myself am pushing away the flaws. So Hashem created a world where there are imperfections and flaws, and also agents of shleimus and tov, the tibore bria, and there should be a bria, one of the created things, sheyeh bo ha'efsharos, the possibility of lishnei ha'anyon and b'shavah, to choose and to become and to forge itself. We know already he's talking about mankind, of course, to forge himself as a good, shalem, spiritual being, or the opposite. And that way, it's what I am, who I am, and I created it, so it's inherent in me. Not an outside force, and thus subjective and superficial. The Yitnu Labriya has also Tzoyim, and this Bria, this creation, will have the tools. That's this world, and that's all the things that we do in this world. These are all tools, Shal Yodam Tikna La'atzmos HaShleimiyus, through which I make choices. So the flaws are part of Hashem's game plan too. Certainly, because those are, when I have to overcome a more base nature, when I have to overcome, just right, like to jump to the level of nitty gritty of life, when I have to conquer my impatience, right, Hashem gave us the mitzvahs through which we achieve shleimus. So if I have to, let's say, not take revenge, and I have to conquer patience, and I have to conquer my more base nature that wants to pay back. So that's a nisayon, that's what I have to overcome. So that's the toll that the shleimus overcomes my more base nature. But we have to, but not everything is so clear. Because everything is, that's why we have the Torah, and that's why we have the mitzvahs. Because if someone comes to you and says, if you want to kill a murderer, so you can't do that. Letting your base nature, the desire for revenge, rule you. So that's wrong. There, you're carrying out justice. You're making a statement that how wrong it is to murder and how just it is that the murderer pay for the murder with their life. So who's the one that thought of the difference between taking revenge if someone got me fired from a job and I can't take revenge and I want to call it justice? I don't want to take revenge, I want justice. And putting a murderer to death, let's say you're calling that justice, but I call it revenge. So to explain the difference is not for now. I don't want to go into the difference. The point is we're guided by the Torah. That's the point I want to make. That Hashem gave us a Torah, gave us mitzvahs, and therefore He guides us. He is the creator. He is the creator of all. He knows. So He is guiding us and telling us this is a manifestation of a base, physical, evil side, a flaw, something that will take you away from me, something that will take you away from Shlemus, something that will make you flawed. And the flip side is the mitzvah, in this case the refrain. So I become like Hashem, I make spiritual choices, good choices. So that's the vehicle. Ramchal says, and he put the Bria, he doesn't say mankind yet, he put the Bria in a place where he has the tools to make these choices and to thus bond with Hashem, so that's what Hashem created. That's this world, Olam Hazeh, with flaws, meaning problems, nisyonos, obstacles, things I have to overcome in order to achieve Shleimus. The Yudul of Briyah is also Tzoyi and the tools, Al Yodam Tikkun Asmos, Ashleimus, the Tadim Yimenos Achesrainus, and I push away, I refrain from exhibiting the flaws. Boz Yikore, and then it can be called, Shinez Damsa, that I'm similar, Vinesh Haya Esher Lola Bora, to the degree possible, I'm similar to Hashem. Tia Ruuya Lidovekbo, to bond with Hashem, the Lehonos Betubo, and to achieve the pleasure forever and ever and ever. Of course, good equals pleasure, equals beneficial, that's what we said. Of course, Hashem is Shalem, so these all are different sides of the same coin. And I create that, and thus, not only do I achieve bonding with Hashem, attachment to Hashem as a reward, but I actually create that closeness. That's what the mitzvahs do. They make me more spiritual. So that itself is not like someone does something and you give them a present. I buy a bicycle. But if someone exercises faithfully and then they feel good, their body's in good shape, so it's like it's not a reward. That's what happens. That's a natural consequence. So here you become more showing when you. So that's what Ramchal is saying also, that you, the Mela, it's like an automatic thing that you will be bonding with Hashem. It doesn't happen in this world. He's going to explain everything. He's going to explain Odom Marisho and the hate of Odom Marisho and why people have to die and what happens if it's here. Some days, it goes slow. He's going building up the building from the foundation up. It is interesting to note, I think I mentioned this last time we learned, that in this presentation of reality, the Ramchal's Olam Haba is not like my reward. It's not something selfish. It's not something I achieved because I achieved Shleimus and I am so great and now I'm getting my reward, which would be wonderful if we would do that. We have problems even doing that. But even if I would do that, it's not like we saw so many times of Chazus HaLovus, that's not the ultimate way to live by aiming for my reward in Olam Haba. So that's a difficult thing to deal with. But according to the Ramchal, it's much easier to deal with because there's nothing wrong with aiming for Olam Haba. Because that's the purpose of Hashem's creation. Hashem wanted beings to bond with Him. And being perfect, it would be the biggest connection possible. And the biggest connection possible is if I have Bechira. And I choose, because then I'm more like Hashem. I am inherently Shalom, inherently good. Not something someone imposed upon me. Something someone gave me. Okay, paragraph Gimel. He says something even deeper, he says here. Ba'amnam, so it's like it's deeper and deeper. It's not just a reward, but it's I'm perfecting myself now, and I'm becoming like Hashem. So I become like Hashem. So the bonding comes from that. Similar, my being is damit to Hashem. Va'omnom melevad. Besides, heyos habriya hazol shekah hashleimus ruyu lidavik b'boriyus bar shmo misadis namusalo. As we just said, besides the fact that this creation will now bond with Hashem because it is as similar to Hashem as it's possible for a being to be, since it chooses to be good. But besides that, even deeper, by achieving perfection, or again, as much perfection as the person achieves. But Torah and mitzvahs are perfection. So we go through life, we achieve as much percentage perfection as we're capable of achieving. V'nitzas mistabekes v'holeches bo. So I have like a piece of shleimus. Achasof kenosa ha-shleimus v'himotza mistabekes bo iya kolin yinecha. If I am shalem, if I am perfect, as we'll explain in the next paragraph, it's like Hashem is a tree and we are the branches. In other words, when we achieve a degree of shleimus, so we get attached to Hashem because we have a shleimus that's similar to Hashem's shleimus. And it's like a natural offshoot of Hashem's shleimus. Just like the rachamim that we feel is Hashem's rachamim. Hashem wants us to feel to be rachmonim, halachta v'drocha, be similar to Hashem. So feel, be, have rachamim. Have, we'll say pity, we'll translate it as pity. Rachmonos. It's Hashem rachmonos. We're to love someone because Hashem loves us. Everything is an offshoot. Everything in the world is like emanating from Hashem. Our gvura is supposed to be similar to Hashem's gvura. Our love is supposed to be similar to Hashem's love. So our shleimus is an offshoot of Hashem's shleimus. So that's, again, an automatic bond because we're like branches of a tree, Hashem being the tree. So if we achieve a shleimus similar to His, it's like He grows another branch. So there also, so we're automatically bonded with Him. Again, it's not a reward of the future, it's something that happens as a natural consequence. The Zeb, that's what he says now in the next paragraph, the second paragraph of paragraph 3. He biyos mitsuyusi yuzbarach shlemo ha-shlemus ha-miti kamo sh'amarnu hinei kol mashu shlemus en mishachis ha-lalo. So anything perfect will be Hashem's shlemus. It's like anything rachmonus is Hashem's rachmonus, any gvura is Hashem's gvura. Ka'onah, like a branch el ha-shoresh, to the root, but to the main part of the tree, the trunk, we'll call it, right? Ki'avu b'shem magil ha-shoresh ha-shoroshi, I can't be mamash shalem, I can't become another tree. Yinei hemshech v'talodah b'menuhu, but I'm carrying out Hashem's will, and I'm emulating Him, so it's like, if you can imagine, it's like Hashem grew a branch. I'm a branch of Hashem. Hashem grew a Hashem extended Himself, so to speak, into this world, into me, to what I am. And that's what He wanted to do, to make people who would be godlike in the sense of shleimus and tov, but again, it's all His mitzvahs, and they all have this power of spirituality and of shleimus, because it's all emanating from Him. This is reality. Now he says something to make you realize it even more. And this is also, again, it seems very esoteric and philosophical, but it really has a very practical ramification. And that is, anything flawed in the Bria, any pain, tsar, destruction, flaw, is Hashem blocking. We say Hashem is meir panim. Hashem bestows good by the nature of His being. Where does ra come from? How does it exist? So you could say Hashem created ra. We don't know what Hashem is. We don't know how Hashem creates anything. So he created the Ram. But the Ramchal has a very... I don't know if he's not happy with it, but again, he is describing it in a different way. It's like you block out the sunshine. The Ra comes, and I want this room to be light. No lights here. The sun shining in the window. So the room is also light. So I want to make the room dark. So I block out the light, and that's the dark. I want to make the room a little dark, I block it out a little. A lot darker. So we want Kivor Panecha, Hashem Elokeinu, Nosat Elonu, Toras Chaim, Yavos Chesed, Utztoko, Ubrocha, Verachamim, V'chaim, V'shalom. This is all Heoros Panim. Hashem is Meir Panim. Hashem shines upon us. He's bestowing us. He's emanating His essence onto the world, onto us. The flaw, Ramchal has a very persistent. It's not like Hashem created flaws. He did, but how? By blocking out, blocking His Heoros Panim. So there's Choshech, blots it out. The truth is, if there would be no blockage, if the window would be perfectly clean, right before Pesach, right? So a bird flies into the window, right? We all have that, because I cleaned that window so well, you can't even tell that there's a window there. That's our bonding with Hashem. There's not even a window there, because it's so clear. So of course there is, which is what Ramchal always says. Of course I'm not modest like Hashem, of course, but I'm so radiant because I worked on myself and I made the right bechira. So the window, and as I do it, I scrub away the window. I'm scrubbing away the blockage between me and Hashem. I make myself as shalim as Hashem is. So what you end up with, if you think the metaphor, like a perfect, it's like it's light, there's no window there. You can barely tell it. You can't, like no window, no window. And when there's a muddy, when it's dirty, so you think, oh, look, there's a window. Look what I did, I accomplished so much, I made. But you ruined it by making the window more noticeable, so you created a flaw. You don't let the sun shine in as much as it can, so it's not as bright as the sun anymore. It's a little darker. So that's what he's saying here, that the Neitzirek Yashlimus Amiti name, the Tziusa Yuzbar Shabo. There's no devil. No devil. I'm not so acquainted with Christian theology, but there's no anti-God devil that's the creator of bears. There was such a... That's why we say Yotzer Or of Orei Choshech, Oseh Shalom, and the pasuk really goes on to say Borei Ra. Hashem is the source of everything. But if Hashem is completely good and perfect and whole, so how do we create Ra? Say, oh, Hashem could do anything. Okay, that's a good answer, but it really is not a good answer. It's just saying we don't understand Hashem, and Hashem can make a rock that he can't pick up, and it's all that nonsense. But the Ramchal has a very clear, good metaphor, the Ramchal has a very clear picture. You know how Hashem created Ra? He muddied the window. So his light is not shining as much as it could. That choshech, that lack of clarity, that choshech, that creates distance between us and Hashem, and that's where the ra comes from. And that's what a flaw is. A flaw is the lack of sunshine. The flaw is, I'm not letting Hashem into the room. I'm muddying the window. To say, oh, this room is so dark. Jump. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. You say, Hashem withdrew. Our sins muddied up the window so much that Hashem's light wouldn't already shine. It like went below the 50-degree mark. There can't be a Beis HaMikdash in this world anymore. where you see the light of Hashem and you experience Hashem's reality. Because it's so muddy, now there's more darkness than light. So I'm just giving a metaphor, so that's the description of the Mishnah, so to speak. Any flaw in a person's life, any problem, any flaw, pain, so Hashem is pain. The Mishnah Sanhedrin says, when his children are pained, he's pained. So obviously, even when you kill a person that did a sin, the Mishnah Sanhedrin is talking about a person that sinned and is mechuyev misa. So you're giving him what he deserved. So the Mishnah Sanhedrin, Hashem is pained. Hashem feels pain. It's like a very vivid, famous expression of metaphor, calmly, I'll quote the Mishnah, just so you can see I'm not making it up, you might be making this up also. Calmly Meiroshi, calmly Misroi. Hashem talks about his head, has a headache, and his head hurts him, and his hand hurts him. That's what it says. Calmly Meiroshi, calmly Meiroshi. This is deep, because we put tefillin on our head and on our hand, and it's a very deep concept, why the head and the hand. But it says Hashem is pain. That much we could walk away with the Mishnah with, even though we don't understand what it means that Hashem is pain. But what it means is that Hashem, because of the system that he created, he is not able, it's like saying the sun feels bare that it can't shine into the room because someone muddied the window. So the sun cannot do what it would like to do, what it wants to do, what it can do, what it's supposed to do, and everything would be so clear and bright and beautiful and painless, and like everything would go just swimmingly, beautifully, and everything would be just perfect, virtually perfect. But someone put mud on the windows. So the Marishan was the first to throw mud on the window. The ability to throw mud on the window is also a chiddush. But Hashem did it so that we should be responsible for the sun to stream in. Because we clean, we make a choice. We could muddy the window, or we could clean the window. So that's our choice. By cleaning the window, we experience Hashem's light, and we connect to Him, and you can't even tell there's a window anymore. Like we and the sun become kemat one. Because it's so bright, because there's nothing, it's totally, or that's what we say, kiva or panacha, we talk about Hashem's or upon him, or we say, v'ho er einenu b'sor asecha, or we say, ho er panacha v'nivasheya, we talk about choshech, or this is what we're talking about, Hashem. So the pain is that he's not able to give us the full orasponim, which would result in beautiful, painless bonding with him. Yeah.
I'm trying to resolve this. You're saying that the fact that Hashem withdraws from us and there's a blockage between us. But I just came from a whole shiur telling about the Sam of Men as a very vital, evil force, a very real force that counteracts it. And you're saying that
I don't know. I don't know what you were told. I don't know what the Shir said. The Ramchal will talk about the role of the Yetzirah. The Samach Mem is the Yetzirah, and the Satan is all the same. Yetzirah, the Satan, it's all the Marshal Suha Satan, who are Yetzirah, it's all the same force in the world. So I don't want to give a superficial answer. The Ramchal will talk about how evil is there, but the principle, it's not like there's, not that the good guys are the bad guys. The bad guys' source of, Mrs. Zabrowski, you remember Mad Magazine.
Which one?
Mad Magazine, Spy versus Spy.
What, you worried?
Yeah, no, the Spy versus Spy, you remember?
Yes.
Like the white and the black. Mm-hmm. So it's not like that. Or if it is, it's an illusion, the illusion being caused by Hashem's, by the blockage of the light. There's no the whole really, Hashem didn't create. This force comes from Hashem's hester upon him. That's where the force comes from. So it's a subtlety. You could say the force exists. You could say darkness exists. It's a real thing. But it comes from the hester upon him. It comes from a lack of Hashem. It's not like there's a devil who's sitting next to Hashem, or Hashem created. That's how Hashem created evil. That's what the Ramchal is saying. So you say, why do they have to say that? He couldn't just say Hashem created evil. The devil. So I don't know.
He says at the end of days, Hashem will shech the son of man.
So in the Ramchal's world, it means he will shine completely. And the Mela, it will dissipate. The forces of evil, the Ramchal is saying here, the forces of evil are real, but they come from a lack of oras upon him. A lack of, it comes from Hester upon him. It comes from the fact that we threw mud onto the window with our sins. That's where it comes from. It's like the shadows in the room, they look real and they are real to the child, right? He's terrified, he sees monsters. But it comes because the light is blocked. So he sees darkness, and then he starts seeing images in the darkness. And it's real, but it's an illusion of reality. The only reality is Tov. The only reality is Hashem. There's no real reality other than Hashem, and that's Tov, and that's Shalem, and that's flawless. It's not like Hashem. Hashem is a perfect being. So how could there be a world of flaws, of ra, of choshech, of pain, of hurt? Of chisara. So one could say, he could say the words. Hashem can't make a rock that he can't pick up. Right? You could say that. And you could, Hashem made it. That there's a force of evil and chisara and flaw. Ramchal gives a more sophisticated answer. He says, really, it's conceptually impossible. Hashem is perfect. Hashem is a perfect being. How does anything with flaws come out of Hashem? So he's saying, you know how? If Hashem blocks his emanation, if it's blocked, so that's how it happened. Now then, you can say for all practical purposes, it's real. Pain is real. Flaws is real. It hurts. Pain hurts. People have issues. People have pains. But that's where it comes from. That's what I think. I don't know if the Ramchal says it, or if the Maharal says it, or if I made it up, because I think they said it. That's what it means Hashem is pain. It means Hashem is not fully emanating his emanations to us. And this is even when a murderer gets killed and you're carrying out the Din Torah. So that's the tremendous chiddush, because you're doing a mitzvah. And a mitzvah should be Hashem's or respondent, but since the mitzvah is to destroy evil, so it presupposes the existence of evil. Hashem would much rather no one was b'chal Shabbos, and no one committed a crime, and no one murdered Hashem. When they do, they have to be punished. But Hashem is pained.
Maybe Hashem is pained because of the neshama, like the chilek alokav imal, that's part of that murder.
Well, that's all the choshech, the flaw. The flaw that the neshama unfortunately has. But that, okay, that's, we can say it that way. I mean, just to explain the emotion of pain. It's like, I'm like a parent. It's pain when they can't give to their child what they'd like to. You know, if they give their child money, the child's going to go buy drugs. They know that, unfortunately. But they're pained not only that the child is like that, but they're pained that they can't give the child money. They want to give the child money. They want the child to be happy. They want the child to have money to, you know, to be able to buy things and to be happy. But they know if I give money, they're going to go buy drugs. So I'm pained that I can't, not only, I'm pained by the situation, certainly, but I'm also pained that I can't give him money. Because the father would say, he wants to give money to his child. I don't have to have things. But I know how he's going to use it, so, but that's a pain. That's what we would call pain. Hashem can't bestow on us everything he wants to. This is like a beautiful idea. Every flaw in the Bria, Eino Ela Helam Tuvo. See, it's from this that the idea comes from, that every, I don't want to wander too far afield, this is more a subject of Das Tvunos than of Derech Hashem. But that's when we say there's no such thing as, we say, what's the thing? It's Ra, Hashem is only Tov. So it's when we call it concealed good. But right, with everything is good. Right? We call it raw because we say Chayavad the Baruch Hu raw, then to Baruch Hu tov. But if I wanted to describe it like more precisely, you say it's concealed good. But concealed good hurts. It hurts. It's very, very painful. It's tragic. It's painful. It hurts people. People become dysfunctional from it. It hurts. It's a very painful thing, this concealed good. But that idea, it's not just, see the beauty of the Ramchal, it's not just a more superficial way of saying everything's good, it's concealed good because we don't really understand it. But if you look at the Ramchal's metaphor here, you mamish see concealed good. The window is muddy, and this Hashem is emanating good, but it's concealed because there's mud there. So we experience Hashem's sunlight as darkness. That's our experience. Because it is dark. It does hurt. Why are we making a bracha? Because Hashem is shining his face there also. Hashem is there. Hashem didn't go away. Hashem didn't give over the world to the forces of darkness, and now I'm being punished for my sins, or I'm hurting, or I fell down and broke my arm. I mean, anything, any pain in the universe. So it's not just a story in a storybook that it's really all for the good because I missed my plane and the plane crashed. Right? Sometimes you made the plane and the plane crashed. Think of all the people on the plane. Right? Everybody's talking about the guy that missed the plane, and I'm talking about the guy that made the plane. There were plenty of people in the Twin Towers. Not everybody came late to work that day. You're only reading the story about the people that came late to work. You're not reading the story about the people that came on time to work. But that's also good. But it's concealed good, but it hurts. But it comes from this idea in the Ramchal. Like, that's the... It's a very principled concept, because Hashem is indeed only good. Except we experience it as bad, as pain, as hurting, because Hashem is, the goodness is blocked. So that's what we call it. It really is concealed good.
Could I ask a question?
Yeah, sure.
He is concealing the good, though. Aren't we concealing it?
Yes.
Hashem
created the system, but we are throwing one out. We have the ability to throw one out the window. And you know why he created the system? The reason he created a system where we can throw one out the window is because then the cleanliness of the window is who we are. We created that cleanliness.
Yeah.
We created it. It's not a freebie. It's not a present from Hashem. It's what you feel when you look at your window right before Pesach. Right? Ah! I made that clean window, and the bird flies into it. Come on, everybody cleaned their window so well that the bird flies into it. It used to happen.
I have a picture of the bird, actually the imprint on the window. The bird actually flew to the window and left its imprint on it, and I figured it was like the simon from Hashem.
Yeah.
Hashem flies into it.
I just laugh because every. Virtually every year, for Pesach, like at least one bird flies into the window.
So the concealment of Hashem's light is an illusion. It's never really changing.
It's concealed, but it's concealed light, and we through the mud, through our sins, through our flaws.
Okay.
But why did he create a system where we can do that? Because that would create the more perfect light when we don't do it. Because then we are creatures who deserve to be the beneficiaries of his light shining, because we're as similar to him as possible, because we created ourselves. There are some that interpret, you know, the pasuk says, "Na'aseh Adam," the very puzzling pasuk in Bereishis, when it talks about the creation of man, it uses a plural, where "let us make man." And so it's, you know, it's troubling a little, you know. All the mafarshim talk about it, of course, but I saw one parish that really resonated with me. That that's really the Ramchal. He doesn't say this. I'm saying this idea of the world according to the Ramchal. So let us make man is because man is a partner in making man. I'm a partner with Hashem in making who I am and what I am. So of course Hashem creates all the potential and all the ability and all the tools. That's what Ramchal keeps throwing in that remark. Like, don't think we are like Hashem, because we're always dependent on His providing the tools, on His providing the system, and His creating the system. But as much as possible, and that creates the perfect bond with Hashem, and that's all of Habor, and then we experience Shleimus, etc., etc. That's the system. But I'll okay. V'nitzah she'oras ponim his baruch shmo v'kirvoso tia hashorish v'hasibel chol shleimus etihiyeh. That's the source of all the shleimus of the bria. The hester ponov that his light does not shine upon us hashorish v'hasibel chol chisar. So that's where flaws come from. Asher kishir ha'hester to the degree that he is hidden from us, read it, this mole on the window, if I carry through at my metaphor, kachia shir hachisara nanimshach mimeno. So that's where flaws come from. Ba'al came therefore, hanivra hazeh, still didn't get up to a person. This creation, that Hashem decided He's going to bestow perfect tov upon, which the Mesillas Yesharim describes as perfect pleasure. Because it's really all the same, size of the same, different sides of a coin, pleasure and goodness and wholesomeness and perfection. Ha'omei b'shikul, he has to make a choice, bein hashleimius, between being whole, being shalem, being perfect, being tov, being spiritual, v'hachisrainus, or allowing flaws, being flawed, being more physical. Ultimately, we're going to need to learn some. We're still at the very beginning of the principles. It's like we're still learning the theoretical physics. We didn't learn yet how to apply it to the machine we want to run, we want to create. The machine is a person. We're still learning the theory behind the person, the theory. But, so this Nivra, that's Omei B'shikul Bein Hashleimius V'Hachisrainus, Shein Tolos, which are the results of Ora, Hashem's Meir Ponim, the Ha'esher. I have an opportunity to, again, the Ramchal will talk about this, I just, to give a little reality to this, that we, right, I have a choice to do Chesed, but I'm tired. I'm not possibly any halachas now. Right, I'm tired, and I don't feel like it. So now I'm choosing, do I make light? Do I create? Do I make more shleimus in me? Am I like Hashem? And I do the chesed? And I'm struggling, so it's my shleimus. As I made my shleimus. I didn't get a present from someone else. I made myself shalem at this moment. I looked aside from my more physical nature that wants to nap, wants to relax completely. This is another way you need it. I want to relax. I want to have pleasure. I want to have physical pleasure. But on the other hand, if I give up on my time and my normal napping periods, and I don't mamish need it, I'm not going to get sick, nothing's going to happen, and I make myself more like Hashem. So that's Ara, where I create Hester. I can throw part out the window, or I can let in the light. This Chazko Mishlemius, as I strengthen the Sholem side of my character, the Haknosim Osim Ba'atzmo, and I make it who I am, I create who I am, I determine who I am, I'm Kona it, Nehu Ochen Goyiz Barshimo, so I am. I'm a branch to Hashem, the tree. I'm bonding with Hashem now. And that's what it tells Masul Shoshorim at the first barak. You're not going to bond with Hashem only in Olam Abba. In Olam Abba, you're going to bond with Hashem and you're going to feel it and experience it. And, here you're bonding with Hashem every time you do a mitzvah. So you're creating that Devekus Hashem through the light, through the spirituality of the mitzvah. We maybe don't feel it, or maybe we do. Maybe that feeling of, not gaiva, I would hope, but this feeling of spirituality, of you feel good, you do a chesed. That's, by the way, that's why I'm doing a chesed, when they prescribe that as the best way to help a depressed person out of their depression. Let them do chesed. Because the most singular hizdamus to Hashem that we can have is probably being native to others. That's probably the single most powerful way in which we're like Hashem. V'nehu ochid bo yizvar shmoshu asharish ha-makor lehem v'chumish ma'ashe yarbe v'shleimus kachum merba ha-achizo the latching on to by the stop because bo asher bagiel kachum z'chneas ha-shleimus. So that's it, you've now latched up and hooked up and bonded and attached yourself to Hashem, because you too are shalem to the degree that a person can be shalem. And that's the dveikus. Now the dveikus and all of our bar, bottom line, the dveikus and the pleasure and the tov and the eternal good of all of our bar is not a reward that is created then. Like you did something good, so that someone gives you money. Not like that. It's like the person that watches their diet and exercises, and that's what you're doing. You're exercising spiritually. So you're creating the bond now, because now you're healthy neshama. You're making yourself healthy. So then it's just the natural. It's not a new reward that someone like hands you a check for $100. That's like chitzonius, that's external, it's internal. Now you're ready to bond with Hashem because you exercise spiritually, so you're spiritual. And now you naturally will bond with the source of all spirituality, with Hashem. It's a beautiful idea that we're creating our reward in this world. It's heavy duty. I don't even know if I'm explaining it well. Let's make believe I am. We're creating our own reward when we do mitzvahs. We're not creating the merits that will make us deserving of a reward. Much, much deeper than that, says Ramchal. We're creating the reward in the here and the now by making ourselves like Hashem, making ourselves spiritual, making ourselves sholei. And then when the time for the reward comes for everything to burst forth and exist in the ultimate reality, and the conscious reality, we'll call it, so then it's just, nothing has to happen. It just flows into it. That's the way it is, right? Like the person that exercises, now he's healthy. So now he just, okay.
Yes.
Not Wednesday.
No, no.